Welcome to Next Level Christianity, a podcast designed to teach Christians biblical truth, help apply it to their daily lives, and gain true clarity of what it means to follow Jesus. Our churches and Christian communities are being influenced by cultural and worldly views, and few pastors are teaching on how to live a biblical life. My name is John Alkire, along with my beautiful wife, Carrie Ann. Please join us as we have important conversations where biblical truth and life application collide. We hope these episodes help equip and motivate you to take your Christian faith to the next level. So grab your Bible and join us in the conversation. Welcome to the Next Level Podcast. I'm your co-host, John Alkire. Thank you all for being here tonight. We hope you're having a great week. And wherever you're listening, whatever various podcast platforms and apps, and if you haven't subscribed yet, show us some love and hit that subscribe button. Our last episode, Carrie and I discussed being aware of false teachers and self-helpers and how susceptible we can be from their content. We give you three practical and biblical ways to help identify a false teacher. We also shared some real examples of self-help themes out there and language to bring awareness. And as believers, we really don't need self-help. We don't need others' opinions, but only God's. We have been given two amazing developmental tools that help us receive God's continual transformational power, and find out what those tools are by checking out episode number 6. Tonight, folks, I had to do this. I am super excited. Super pumped to bring a major topic to light for us, businessmen and women. And some of you are really going to enjoy this conversation. Some, I hope and pray, are going to be transformed by this conversation. And others might get frustrated and defensive about this conversation, which means it's going to be a juicy topic. And one, I don't think we hear from the pulpits in our churches on Sundays, and I think we need to hear them really bad. And I felt like I was led to talk about it and challenge us all, including myself. I've been a businessman for 18 years now. I'm in sales. I've been in the building materials industry for all that time. Now just follow me. I have also been a Christian for a little over 20 years. I have been on a ton of business trips to include conferences, trainings, customer outings, regional sales meetings, national sales meetings, and so on and so forth. I've traveled all over the country and outside the country for these. I have done it all over those years. I've done everything over those years except for cheat on my wife. Let's just make that clear. I've been to the strip bars. I have stayed out until the wee hours of the night drinking with my colleagues or customers. I have had to have my coworkers help me to my room because I was a little intoxicated. That wasn't a fun moment. There's a couple moments like that that I'm not proud of. I have lusted with the rest of the members of my group. I have dropped company credit cards on lap dances, bought too many drinks for people, tried to help a single customer or colleague hook up with some cougar late night at the bar. I have personally passed on prostitutes. As I said, I never cheated on my wife, but I've seen married men go to their rooms with them. Now those times are gone for me, and I have repented my sins and behaviors for those times. But it doesn't take away the challenges of being a Christian in the business world. That's what we're talking about. For many of us, we wear a mask during the week. You put your secular worldly mask on because it's business time, not Jesus time. We only do Jesus when it's convenient at home with the family or with our church group or on Sunday mornings when we make it. But man, on Monday morning, we put on our makeup, our high heels, our button-up shirts, our pressed pants, or our uniforms. But really, we put on our mask. How many of you are wearing that mask right now? Or maybe you wore it all day today, but now it's off because you're home. As Christians, we are not to ever wear a mask or change with our environment. We follow Jesus no matter who, what, where, when, how, or why. Guess what? That is really hard to do in the business world, isn't it? Some of you might be saying, well, John, what are you talking about? What mask? Man, when I'm out, I'll go to dinner. I just go to my room. I don't drink. I don't hang out with people. I don't hang out with my colleagues. Great. You are one of the few. In my events, we network with our teams. We go to dinner. Your boss may want to go get a nightcap. The customer outing, you know the people that are paying your commission, right? The customers. I don't know what your industry is, but man, they want to go to the gentleman's club. You have a choice, don't you? I'm not going, which you're going to deal with peer pressure and jokes about that. You will go, but you're not going to do any lap dances, right? I'll go. I'm just going to sit there. I'm going to have a Diet Coke, and I'm just going to wait until they're done. Or you're going to go and participate in the whole program. You're going to ask for forgiveness later. When we're business people, things happen, and we're in these circumstances and situations like a blink of an eye, and we got to make decisions. Again, I've been in this environment for 18 years, and it's really hard. I've not done well, as I mentioned, but I've also done really well. But it is a decision, number one. It is a decision based on where God is in your life. That is where it begins. And if you call yourself a Christian, there is a cost to that title. Jesus paid it in full with his blood on the cross. And like I talked about in episode number one, and Jesus' words in Luke, he said, give up everything and pick up your cross and follow me. Not a few days a week around the Christians, but all of the time. But if God isn't number one in your life, you will continue to put on a mask in the workplace. So if you are like me and want to be a Christian 24/7, and you want to put God first in your life, you can take that mask off. It's okay. You won't lose customers. You won't lose your title or stature. You won't get fired. You will just be living as God wants you to. We are to be set apart, which is to be holy because he is holy. And to be holy, we cannot behave like the others behave. We have to not stay out until the bar closes. We need to draw a line on which clubs we go to. We should stop using that language we use when we're with our colleagues and customers, our business partners or vendors. And we need to stop lusting like they do. Taking off the mask is a choice we make, a lifestyle we choose, and a God we glorify in all we do. No matter where we are or what uniform we put on, our biggest influence for our faith to others is what? It's our actions. It's our words and it's our character. We show our faith to others through those things, through our actions, words, and character. James tells us in chapter 1, he says, don't be double-minded. We need to ask God for help, for wisdom, trust him and obey his commands. Now, I'm not going to sit here and tell you that I have all the answers for you Christian business people on this episode. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to play self-help and give you a five-step process to eliminating dangerous situations. But we are going to talk about them. I know there's books out there you can look up. I encourage you to look out. I'm sure there is articles and content of people's strategy that they've used, different things they do to help themselves stay out of trouble. Because I know there's circumstances where it's just not so simple where you just get to go sit in your hotel room and go lock yourself away on business trips and not be with customers and not go to dinners and not hang out at the bars. It's not that easy. But there's things we can do that an awareness we can have, an alertness we can put in our heads and in our hearts that help us make the right decisions. But again, I don't know where you're at in that. I don't know how much you participate in some of the things I've talked about. But being a businessman or woman and traveling and being in sales has some danger zones that I'm going to point out tonight that I hope helps. Because over all my experience, all my travel, 18 years, there are 5 danger zones of concern that do a lot of networking and all that type of stuff. There's 5 danger zones. And here's what I want you to do. I want you to write these danger zones down. Reflect on how they might have negatively influenced you. How you might not have looked too much like Jesus on your last business trip. Okay? But my challenge for us, those listening who want to take their faith to the next level, remove your masks. Throw them into the trash. Take note on these 5 danger zones I'm going to give you that the evil one will leverage and does leverage, guaranteed. Some scripture says, Peter says, be self-controlled and alert. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. Resist him, standing firm in your faith, and know that your brothers throughout the world are undergoing the same kinds of sufferings. What's he saying there? You're not alone. He's saying a lot there. You're not alone. And being a traveling business person, going on trips and leaving the state and doing all that, it's even harder. But he says, be self-controlled and alert. That's what we're going to talk about tonight. Why? Because your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, especially at events, especially around the bars, especially at conferences. Resist him by standing firm in your faith. That's our pledge. James says, each one of us is tempted by his own desire. He is dragged away and enticed. You're tempted by your own desire. What are your desires? James also says, resist the devil and he will flee from you. Come near to God and he will come near to you. Our Savior Jesus was tempted relentlessly and he passed every test. He was physically and mentally tired, thirsty, hungry, in the desert. He knows what it is like to be tempted. He knows what it's like to be drawn away, especially in the worst times, in the worst mental state, physical states. But he demonstrated that he can be successful and we're to walk in his ways and we're to live like him as followers of Christ. We're to emulate his life. We're to be like him. As the Bible says, he was victorious over his temptations. These verses I've shared thus far are God's word. They come from the Bible, and they're for us so that we can memorize them and the Holy Spirit can use them in moments of temptation. We can use them. The Jesus used to combat the evil one's temptations, Satan's temptations that time in the desert, he used God's word to stop him. He references the Bible. He references God's words, God's statements. And we have them available to us. So we have things for us to help us get through these things. But I want to move on these. I want to talk about the five danger zones here, okay? And this is my opinion. This is from my experiences. And there may be more. And if you want to elaborate on that, please do. But these are five things that I think if you, and we're going to break them down a little bit. But remember what it said in Peter. We're going to focus on that. He says, be self-controlled and alert. Be alert. This is what I'm calling out, being alert. If you want to take your faith to the next level, if you want to stop wearing the mask in the business world, take it off, throw it away, write these five things down and get alert and be aware, be self-controlled, and let's understand these things and let's have a plan to not be drawn into sin. The five danger zones. Number one is lust. Lust. Number two, alcohol. Number three, gossip. Number four, foul language. And number five, lying. Again, there might be more on the battleground, but these stand out as the big ones. Again, being alert. All five of these are considered sins to God. We may not think they are. We may not think they've been a big deal, but they separate us from God. So let's talk about lust. We know what lust means. But it's not the physical act necessarily, because you remember what Jesus said in the Sermon on the Mount. He said, if we so much look at a woman, or I'll use as a man, woman or a man, we have committed adultery with him or her in our hearts. I don't have to touch her. I don't have to take her to my room. I don't have to kiss her or hug her or any of that. Jesus says if you much look at her in that way, or as you women looking at a guy in that way, you have committed adultery. The Bible talks endlessly about sexual immorality. Immorality, I think it is. Sexually immoral behavior. Let's put it that way. A lot about it. No more checking out that hot girl at the bar. Flirting with the guy. Going to the strip club. Watching porn in my hotel room because I'm lonely and I'm away from my spouse. Or I've had a little too much drink. Alcohol, which we're going to talk about next, that leads me to that lust. It fuels a lot of sin. Number two, alcohol. It fuels a lot of the sins, especially lust. Just think about it. When you've been wandering, where were you? And how much have you been drinking? But the Bible is clear on not getting drunk. Proverbs says, wine is a mocker, beer is a brawler. Whoever is led astray by them is not wise. Ephesians 5 says, do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit. There's more biblical references to this, but alcohol. Again, I'm going to make this clear. I'm talking too much alcohol here. You want a social drink, hang out, have a couple beers with the colleagues, with your work buddies, at a networking event or whatever. You know what? You make the fine. There's nothing, I believe, against that. But we're talking excessive drinking. We're talking closing the bar down. We're talking a lot of drinking. We're talking drunk, buzzed. Those type of things are sins. Okay? So let's make that clear. So number two, alcohol. Danger zone. Number three, gossip. Seems to be, in my opinion, what a lot of colleagues and coworkers all want to do when they get together, especially when we're drinking. Okay, back to that. The root of the problem. in these group settings. We've all heard the definition that I think we've all heard it, that if you're talking about someone and you don't have any authority to fix them, or you have no ability to fix the situation, especially in the workplace, right? If I can't fix it, I should be telling somebody about the problem or about the person that has the authority to fix them. Because if I'm doing that, I'm gossiping. And that's kind of our unwritten definition of gossip, is if we have no ability to change it or fix it, we shouldn't be talking about it. We should be talking about to somebody who can fix and change it. That's a healthy situation. Gossip is danger. Gossip is bad in business. We all do it. We all get caught up in it, and it is a danger, danger. The Bible, James again, says don't slander one another. He also says if you consider yourself religious, but don't keep a tight rein on your tongue, you deceive themselves. Their religion is worthless. Again, back to Ephesians. Don't let unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful, building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. Oof, that's powerful. Number three, gossip. Danger. Satan's playground. Number four, foul language. A lot of foul language happening. We're hanging with our peeps, or dropping all kinds of cuss words. We join in. Be aware of this area. Again, Ephesians says, let there be no filthiness, nor foolish talk, nor crude joking, which are out of place, but instead let there be thanksgiving. We obviously know big time you shall especially not take the name of the Lord your God in vain. And we all do it, and it's clear. So Luke, I love this. Luke says, good treasures of his heart produces good, and those who have evil treasures produce evil. For out of the abundance of the heart is his mouth speaks. What's in your heart? What's driving you? Because that's what's going to come out of your mouth. Foul language, number four. Number five, lying. Couple examples. I'm going to ask a couple questions. Did you tell your spouse about your business trip? No. Did you tell him or her everything? What you did, who you were with, where'd you go, things that happened. How about that expense report you turned into your boss? All those notes, all those people you wrote on there, were they really there? Proverbs says, the Lord detests lying lips, but delights in people who are trustworthy. The Old Testament says, do not steal, do not lie, and do not deceive one another. Colossians says, do not lie to each other, since you have taken off your old self with its practices. When we die to self and we become followers of Christ, right? That's the old that should come off. The new shouldn't have that. We shouldn't be lying. You've heard the saying, what happens in Vegas, it really doesn't stay in Vegas, folks. You may think your secrets are covered. God knows everything that happened in Vegas. It doesn't matter to the non-believer. It doesn't matter to someone who doesn't know God, who never accepted Jesus into their life. It doesn't matter to them. But if we're Christians and we've accepted Jesus into our life at some point, now we're accountable. God knows what happened in Vegas. So stop thinking that it's some secret, because it's not. Folks, take off your mask. Accept your sinful behaviors and desires. Admit to being double-minded as Christians. You've denied Christ during the week, on the road, with your associates, with your customers or vendors. Matthew says, Jesus said in Matthew, whoever denies me before men, I will also deny him before my Father in heaven. No more. Remove the mask. Go to Jesus and repent. He will purify your sins and wrongdoings, whatever they were, whatever they are. You need to come clean your spouse. You need to do it. Get into your Bible so you can learn what it says. You can develop your faith and renew your mind with the truth. Trust the Holy Spirit to navigate you through this change in your life. You're going to be maskless. You're going to take this mask off. It's new. You're going to need help. This new you needs assistance. It needs guidance through the challenges that you're going to face. We have two tools we talked about in the last episode to draw us closer to God and help us be holy. Holy Spirit and the Bible. We just talked about them. Folks, again, I didn't want to come in here and try to tell you, like, here's the things to do. Everybody's in a unique spot. I've talked to different people tonight. I've talked to your heart tonight. The Holy Spirit had me speak directly to some of these people tonight. Somebody out there needs this, needed this, hated hearing this, I know. Challenged you to the core. Some of you are denying that anything is even wrong. That's okay. Time will come. Time will happen. I didn't always think so myself. I didn't always think I was doing wrong. But I want to draw awareness. And if you're one that says, you know what? I don't want to wear a mask anymore. I'm done wearing my business mask. I'm a Christ follower, and I want to be a Christ follower through and through. And I want to do it in the workplace, at home, at church, with my church group, in my community. I'm ready. Great. Draw awareness and be alert to those five danger zones. So when you go on your next business trip, conference, regional meeting, customer outing, you are mentally and spiritually prepared. I believe if we are aware and alert, as Peter said, we're going to have success. We're going to know what to do in those moments. We're going to know when to say no, and we're going to know when it's enough to drink, when it's time to go to our hotel room. No, I can't go back out with you guys tonight. I got to go to bed, or I'm not feeling well. Whatever you need to do to avoid the situations. You still want to be social. You still need to do business. You still need to network. But just do it holier than you've been doing it. Know the five danger zones. Lust is a big one. Alcohol causes and fuels a lot of this. Gossip, foul language, and lying. Cut those out. Get alert and be aware. I hope this helped. I hope it challenged you. I hope it promotes immediate change. God wants you to serve Him, to be holy, and be the light. No matter what day of the week, what city you're in, or what uniform you're wearing, make that choice tonight. We'll be praying for you. We will be praying for God to transform your heart and mind. It is hard, but it's a choice. And we just really pray and hope that you make a good choice. Put God first, where He belongs and where He demands. And take off the mask and throw that thing away and be who Christ wants you to be in the workplace every day. Thank you for listening, and I hope you all have an awesome week. Take care.